Okay, I have a high degree of certainty of what's going to happen next in the Middle East. So the next step, which we have seen in our experiments already, we've seen the images, will be United States Air Force stealth bombers dropping significant munitions on targets in Iran. Probably the bunker buster bombs. Very unlikely to be nuclear weapons, but something even more powerful than low-yield nukes in terms of bunker busters. Whether or not these are actually effective is irrelevant. I don't think they will be able to destroy all the deep targets that Iran has, in some cases, hundreds of meters underground. So, I mean, targets closer to the surface, yeah, they can be destroyed by the bunker busters. But what's important is that this is going to now escalate the war to where Iran will begin to retaliate against American assets. So what are the American assets in the area? Obviously, there are the naval forces, which include the USS Nimitz aircraft carrier. But there are also the military bases, and there are command centers in places like Kuwait. But there are, I don't know what it is, like 20 bases, whatever the number is, 50,000 plus American troops stationed all around that area, all around the Persian Gulf, actually. In Kuwait, in Iraq, in UAE, you know, there's assets all over the region because the U.S. basically surrounded Iran with its military bases. You know, bases in Afghanistan, bases even in Syria, you know, not always official bases, but there's bases all over the place. Iran has promised to start striking those bases if the U.S. gets involved in bombing Iran. So that's the next step. In addition, Iran will probably attack some U.S. ships. The USS Nimitz, many people are speculating that it's being floated out there in order to be destroyed, just to try to get the U.S. into the war, you know, try to get the people to say, oh my God, they sank our ship. We have to kill them all. You know, it's classic Pearl Harbor type of maneuver as well. Just allowed the attack from the Japanese in order to get the American people to support a war in the Pacific that they otherwise were not supporting. So right now, the majority of Trump's base does not support this war with Iran. What Trump needs is a mass casualty event of U.S. soldiers that can be blamed on Iran. That's what they need. This is narrative control first, even if they have to sacrifice, in their view, they would sacrifice the lives of thousands of soldiers. I mean, look at 9/11. They sacrificed thousands of Americans in order to push an agenda to appease Israel, which was involved in 9/11. I mean, this goes back decades, all the way back to the USS Liberty, another false flag attack carried out by Israel. So have no illusions what this is, folks. You're going to see an escalation. You're going to see Iran retaliate. And then from that, you're going to see the U.S. just go insane with escalating this war. That's where this is going. Now, once the U.S. enters the war with that kind of bombing, then you're also going to get another vector of escalation, which is Russia and China. So Russia and China have both issued statements saying that they cannot tolerate this escalation that is dangerous. It could lead to, you know, nuclear escalation or nuclear catastrophe. Those are the words of Russia's foreign ministry. They're warning where this whole thing could go. So Russia and China are almost certainly going to get involved in this war at that point if the U.S., which is, you know, basically the lapdog of Israel, is bombing the smithereens out of Iran. Well, the pushback on that might be that China or Russia provide weapons or missiles or something else to other proxy nations, such as even Yemen, for example, or Iran itself, or other nations, that could then wage attacks on Israel. And more, the city of Tel Aviv is going to start resembling Gaza. Now, remember, Israel started this. Israel started it. They allowed the October 7th attacks to take place. That's very clear now. That was a false flag operation to have an excuse to bomb Gaza into rubble. Oh, and we also learned in the last couple of days that all it takes for Israel to admit that bombing hospitals is a war crime is for one of Israel's own hospitals to take some shrapnel damage from a missile that targeted a nearby military building. And now you hear all over the place, oh my God, Iran is so evil, they targeted hospitals, it's a war crime. From the very same people who said nothing about Israel bombing 50 plus hospitals and clinics and universities and refugee camps all over Gaza and Lebanon and elsewhere. So isn't it hilarious? I mean, not hilarious, but sad and pathetic that Israel now admits that bombing hospitals is a war crime only because it sort of happened to them. But when they were doing it, no, it wasn't a war crime at all. It was self-defense. See? See how that works? So Israel is finally admitting to war crimes. That's significant. But if this war situation escalates, it's increasingly unlikely that Israel will even survive this intact. Israel's a small country. Its people are already fleeing or trying to, but Netanyahu has blocked them from fleeing the country, is keeping all his own Israelis as human shields, hostages. You know, that, I mean, talk about crazy. But people are trying to flee Israel. The economy's in the dumps. The ports don't work. The credit rating has been slashed. Investors are pulling out left and right. The Israeli military is weak and, you know, soy boy-ish, very, you know, progressive. They're not very good fighters, actually. And if it wasn't for the U.S. running all the weapons, Israel would have already been probably defeated by now. But that's where it's going anyway, because the U.S. can't even manufacture enough weapons to keep up with the manufacturing by not just Iran, but Russia and China. You see, this is my point. The reason NATO could not defeat Russia via Ukraine is because Russia could always outproduce NATO in terms of munitions. And I've spoken about this before. Russia has the military industrial base now that America used to have following World War II. Well, now China and Russia have that. So they can always outproduce the West by far, which means that Iran will always have a higher number of missiles than the number of interceptors that Israel has. And according to mainstream sources, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, etc., Israel only has 10 to 12 days of inventory of interceptors remaining, and then they're out and they can't intercept anything. Not that they're intercepting even the majority of incoming missiles anyway, because the Iron Dome is failing and Iran has adopted and has just launched missiles that represent a whole new class of missile technology, not only with sort of hybrid hypersonic velocities, but also evasive maneuvers and extended range, for example, higher precision targeting. But it's the evasiveness of those missiles that throws off Israel's Iron Dome system. So, you know, look, Iran fired off its older systems first, its older missiles and rockets and drones that were sitting around in inventory. Like, do these even work? You know, I don't know. Point it to the West and light the fuse and let's find out. Like, that's what they were doing for a while now. And now that that has been mostly used up, they are switching over to their more modern, advanced systems that are very sophisticated. So, look, the U.S. can bomb surface targets, and Israel can bomb surface targets, although it takes a lot more effort for them to bomb Iran than it did to bomb Gaza, just because of the geographical distance. But I think that once the U.S. starts bombing Iran, they're going to find out that Iran has very advanced anti-air defense systems that they've been holding in reserve. Systems provided by Russia, no doubt, such as the AS-400s. And you're going to start to see U.S. planes falling out of the sky and U.S. pilots being captured. Yeah, watch for that event coming up. But continuing with my predictions of where this is going, unless Trump backs off of this, which is really the best answer, Trump should just say to Israel, you're on your own. No more money, no more weapons for you, no more intelligence, we're done. Trump should completely disconnect from Israel. If you really want world peace, that's how you get there. You stop funding the violent aggressor that keeps slaughtering its neighbors. or attempting to. That's what you do, but that's unlikely. So this is going to end up with Iran first being the proxy nation where other countries are pouring weapons into it, you know, the US via Israel and Russia probably directly into Iran. But it won't take much for that to spill outside of geographical Iran. For example, if Russia decides to start attacking US naval ships in the Arabian Sea or possibly even in the Mediterranean, but more likely those closer to Iran. Maybe they're in the Sea of Oman, you know, maybe they're, I don't think they're going to be in the Persian Gulf, but they could be to the east of the Strait of Hormuz. They could be, you know, somewhere in the Sea of Arabia, maybe closer to Diego Garcia. And Russia may say, look, we're going to help Iran defend itself. And what we have to do is we have to attack the U.S. naval ships because they are the aggressors. And I could see that happening. I'm not saying for sure that that part is going to happen, but it's one of the possible scenarios. And then the U.S. would respond and say, well, Russia just carried out an act of war against our Navy. We have to attack Russia. And then the U.S. gives the green light for all long-range bombing and stealth bombers in Europe, you know, launching from, let's say, airfields in Romania or Poland to start bombing Russia. And then possibly using tactical nuclear weapons. And then Russia would see that happening. And Russia would say, oh, well, look, the U.S. has launched stealth bombers or maybe even ICBMs our way. So we're just going to launch everything. We're going to nuke London. We're going to nuke Paris. We're going to nuke Berlin. We're going to nuke every military base in Western Europe and Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, you know, Miami, Los Angeles, every port in America gets a nuke. Every military base gets a nuke. That could happen. We could escalate to that within, technically, it could happen in days. Again, I'm not predicting that part. I'm just saying that this is a very dangerous escalation ladder that Trump has put us on and Netanyahu, of course, wants. And, you know, all the insane evangelical Zionist Christians also, they want Armageddon. They think that God's going to save them. So they sort of want a global nuclear war. You know, be careful what you wish for, because you're going to find out that, you know, Jesus isn't coming out of the sky to save you. It turns out that all you've done is killed yourselves with radiation fallout and a collapsing food supply and, you know, nuclear winter. Good luck. Yeah, that's not Christ on a white horse coming out of the sky. It's actually nuclear winter building in the sky. And the reason you can't see the sun is because you're not going to see it for 2 years, which means total global famine and a mass die-off of humanity. So be careful what you wish for, Huckabee, you know, lunatic. Anyway, the parts that we know for certain are that America is going to bomb Iran. That's 100%. Trump is only faking like he's still negotiating. He's not negotiating. He's lying. He's deceiving. The bombing raid is scheduled. It's in the days ahead. And then we know that Iran is going to retaliate, and we know that thousands of U.S. soldiers are going to be probably injured or killed in the bases around the Middle East. And we know that, or at least it's very likely that U.S. naval ships are going to be targeted. And that could be exactly what Trump wants, to have the USS Nimitz destroyed. And here it is sinking to the bottom of the ocean with the death of, you know, 3,000 sailors or whatever it is. I know there's 5,000 on a carrier typically, but some would escape, not all of them. So you'd have a lot of deaths. And I could see Trump and Netanyahu, you know, quietly cheering that and saying, we finally got the leverage we needed to get the American people on board. Because that's the way Netanyahu works. And Trump is listening to him. So I could absolutely see that happening. They'll send thousands of sailors to their graves at the bottom of the Arabian Sea just to have a reason to get more support for more world war. It's absolutely what politicians do. So do not be surprised if that's the case. What you and I need to do is be prepared for all these outcomes. None of them are good unless Trump tells Israel to go pound sand. That's the only good outcome. Even if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, it would only be a stabilizing force at the moment. And just like mutually assured destruction, if everybody has a nuke, nobody uses them. The problem right now is that Israel has nukes and Iran doesn't. And so that imbalance of power leads Israel, along with its supremacist genocidal culture and philosophy, to become violently aggressive, expansionist, engaging in colonization, extermination types of activities. But if Iran had nuclear weapons, that would not be happening. So we would have a lot more peace in that case. So get prepared, have your backup food supplies. We've got new food supplies, new labeling of sort of positioning our Ranger buckets and other buckets. We've got other organic food buckets that are now labeled for how many days of food they provide. So it's like a 28-day bucket, or we have a whole kit now that's 195 days of organic storable food, a variety of all kinds of different foods in there. And we calculated 2,250 calories a day, which is probably, it's more than enough to keep you alive. It's probably less than what people tend to eat every day right now. So plan accordingly. You might want to have some extra, just saying. Or you'll augment it with other things like butter or oils or whatever meat, things that you can get locally that can really enhance it. But you can find all that. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/food for all the mix and match kits. Or you can go to healthrangerstore.com/food supply, all one word, food supply. And that's the 195-day kit that will get you, fully stocked for more than half a year for one person. Buy two kits for two people, or buy four kits if you want two people for more than a year. You can get all squared away, have all the food you need, have it shipped to your house. It's, packed in rugged buckets with vacuum sealed packaging that's, it's waterproof, rainproof, rodent proof, oxygen proof. It's sealed off. There's no cardboard. It's not low end cheap garbage. This is like super VIP, high end, clean survival food with high nutrient density. So check all that out at healthrangerstore.com. Get prepared for what's coming, because it looks like it's going to be very ugly. So get prepared now and be safe. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can follow me at brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So, of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark
a bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.